Hello. Thank you for being here today. Let's sip on some tea. I have a cup waiting just for you. Don't worry. Each episode, I think about how can I make it more valuable? And I feel like when we learn, we're then able to teach to somebody else. Because the idea of my podcast is really to share about my culture and my cultural heritage. Once I share it to you guys, you're then able to share it to another person. And then that person gets some exposure about the Chinese culture. There is cultural barrier. And I think especially now with Asian Americans, now we're the subject of the racism and the hate. Once we start to appreciate that, you know, we're all the same, all human beings, and we live and we're present. Today's proverb of the day is Nian Nian Yo Yu. May there be abundance year after year. I wish you plenty of abundance, love, happiness, good fortune, good health. If you enjoyed the episode so far and today's proverb of the day, make sure to turn on episode notifications on the Spotify app so you never miss out on the fun when I upload. I appreciate every single one of my listeners from the bottom of my heart. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about Chinese festivals because that is a big part of the Chinese culture. It's a great time to bond with friends and families. In total, there are four traditional festivals in China. One of the festivals is coming up within the next couple of weeks, and I would love to have you along the way as you learn about our cultural heritage and our roots. If you're interested in learning more about Chinese festivals, please let me know and leave it in the comments so I can discuss it in a further episode. First festival is a Chinese Spring Festival or Chun Jie. This is commonly known as the Chinese Lunar New Year, and I talked about it in my earlier episode. But to recap, the Spring Festival starts on the first day of the first month of the Chinese lunar calendar and it ends on the 15th day of the month. Like the proverb of the day, Chinese people pray for a blessing for the new year, whether it's love, fortune, or abundance. The nature of the festival is to show respect for our ancestors of the heavens and our relatives, to ward off evil spirits, reunite with family and friends, and offer sacrifices to our gods and our goddesses. Similar to the Chinese Spring Festival, there's another festival that is just as important, and that is the Mid-Autumn Festival, or sometimes known as the Moon Festival, Zhong Qiu Jie. So the Moon Festival is a traditional Chinese holiday, worships the full moon. This year, the festival falls on September 10, 2022. The moon is closest to the earth on this night. The moon is the largest, the roundest, and the brightest. It comes from the traditional saying, autumn equinox sacrificing the moon. The moon is just as important as the sun. Since ancient times, Chinese people have made sacrifices to the moon gods, a very ancient custom in China. And the mythological story of Chang'e flying to the moon, as she is the goddess of the moon, after consuming an elixir of immortality. The festival originated a long time ago. It was widely popular in the Han Dynasty. Each festival follows the lunar calendar and seasonal customs. It falls on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month. The 18th month is in the middle of autumn, hence why it's called the Mid-Autumn Festival. The full moon signifies reunion with friends, family members, to show respect to lost relatives and pray for a good season of harvest. In mid-autumn, melons and fruits are ripe and they're ready to be sold to the markets. So that means perfect time for the festivals because the festivals have something to do with farming, with seasons. On this day, we eat delicious mooncakes while enjoying the beauty of the full moon. And the full moon symbolizes harmony, good luck, and many more years to come. Nian nian you yu. So to worship the moon in my hometown, Guangdong, I grew up in a village and we practiced this. This is where people would worship the moon god on the night of the festival. So to worship the moon, we would set up a table with incense and we would put moon cakes, grapes, apples, oranges, and other food offerings. This is to be placed in the same direction as the moon. The incense would slowly burn as we gather together to worship the moon and pray for our blessings and our abundance to come. As we eat moon cakes, yuebing, they're regarded as festive food. They are offerings to worship and sacrifice the moon god. Today, mooncakes are a symbol for great reunion and are seen as great gifts to friends and families or co-workers. The main ingredients are flour, egg yolk, sugar, and food additives. When purchasing mooncakes, it's important to know that there are different types of mooncakes: Beijing, Cantonese, Hong Kong, and they are different based on the regions and the different types of fillings. So there's bean paste, sesame seeds, traditional mooncake, and there's also the five nuts mooncake. To wrap today's episode, the full moon is filled with love from family and friends as we celebrate it together. In this community, we're going to eat mooncakes, admire the moon at its brightest and its roundest on September 10th. Join me together. I invite you. Let me know what you're doing for a Mid-Autumn Festival. The Mid-Autumn Festival is not celebrated only in China, but countries in East Asia, Southeast Asia are also influenced by the Chinese culture. And with you, I'll have additional members. So I can't wait to eat mooncakes together and we laugh, we smile. Thank you for tuning into today's episode. I hope that I was able to give a brief overview about our festivals. In the next episode, I'll talk about how to heal through grief and what it means to lose somebody. See you on the other side.